some of you. We talked about everybody that was there almost. And I thought, man, I shouldn't have said everybody because it took too long. But if you were there, you wouldn't want to be left out, right? So that's what we did. We talked about shepherds. We talked about angels. We talked about Simeon. We talked about Anna. We talked about Zachariah. We talked about this. We talked about Mary. We talked about Joseph. Amen? The whole bunch. And they were the audience of the king when Jesus came. They were right there in his presence. But I want to show you something. Something strange going on here in this place. Something happened. Look at this. Look, wait. What happened? Do that again, Roger. We see that? That's the star. Where'd the star go? Boom. Like, what you doing? They went to buy. They were the shepherds. What they were the angel, Roger? What are you doing? And they went Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Where'd they go? Where did they go? How could we have Christmas without these folk? Right? What would Christmas be like without all of them? It can't happen, man. We're shocked. We're in bad shape. The baby's grown and gone. Did you hear me? We remember Jesus as a little baby, but the baby has grown up. Amen? And he's gone to sit at the Father's side. Let's look at some scriptures. I want you to be thinking today a little bit with me. Acts 1, 8 through 11. We'll have a lot of scriptures today. You might want to jot them down. But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This is Jesus Christ speaking. This was the last thing he said to his disciples before he ascended. Baby's grown and gone, friend. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, say it with me, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, I guess so, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So man, how do we have Christmas? Come on. No shepherds, no angels, no baby, no Joseph, no Mary. Where's Jesus at right now? The Bible tells us, Romans 8:34, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again. Say it with me. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also saith, make an intercession for us. So where's Jesus? He's not in the manger, is he? Say, no. Baby's grown and gone. We got a problem. How can we have Christmas? My goodness. But we're going to talk about it together. There are no angels to herald this bird. No angels to tell the good news about Jesus. They're gone. Now, I believe in angels. Sure I do. I believe we entertain angels unaware. But last time I checked, I haven't seen one telling somebody about Jesus or giving a gospel tract or doing something like that. Guess whose job that is?
Ours.
It's your job. No angels for crying out loud to tell the good news now. Look at this. No star. No star shining. I mean, a lot of stars out there shining every night. I sure couldn't pick one out and make my way to Bethlehem, could you? That star in there now, friend. Guess what? You're the one who's going to shine your light to this lost and dying world. There's no star to shine and lead the way. Look at this. There's no baby. Like I said, Jesus is grown and gone. There's no body. Is there a body you can go visit somewhere in this world today and see Jesus? Yes or no? No, he is not there. He rose from the dead. He's living. He's at the right hand of God the Father. There's no baby, my friend. Ain't no body either. He is with the Father. But now let's take it another step further. Bah humbug. That's up there. Bah humbug. How do we have Christmas, Pastor? Ain't got the angel, ain't got the shepherd, ain't got the baby, ain't got nothing. We're hurting. How can we have Christmas? Won't you see something? Things are different now. Last week was last week. This week is this week. We saw the audience last week. Things are different in our message today. Can you say that with me? Say it. We are the body of Christ. Why don't you do this and get a little comfortable and look at somebody and tell somebody we're the body of Christ. Can you do that? We're the body of Christ. Can you do that? That's who we are. We are the body of Christ. So guess what? We can still have Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
We can still do it. Let's look at it. Lots of scriptures for you this morning. I want you to see it. That you're the body of Christ. It's not about now that baby in the manger. Oh, we are the one to tell that story about that baby, how he grew, how he lived, how he died, how he rose again. Amen. How he's coming again. But you're the body now. Look at it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Romans 12, 1 through 5, by the mercies of God, as you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in who? Christ. And every one members one of another. Romans 12, 10, 11. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. For as the body is one, has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, say it with me, are one body, so also is Christ. You're the body of Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. It doesn't matter what your race is. You need to get off that kick. You hear me say? Flat out, period. You're going to have a rude awakening, Mr. Bigot. We're one in Christ. Amen? Whether races, and by the way, sexes too, by the way, male or female. Amen? Book of Galatians. Both male and female are one in the body of Christ and have tremendous value and worth, and young'uns too. Listen, for by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and we've all been made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not the body, I'm glad my foot don't tell me that. Is it therefore not a body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I've heard church folk talk like this. Oh, not the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? Get the point? Now ye are, say it with me, the body of Christ. And we're members in particular. Ephesians, I told you this stuff's all through your Bible. If you're waiting for the little baby and the angels to do it, it ain't happening. God left you here. Are you getting the picture? Oh man, we got a heavy load laid on us today. We're the body. If Christmas is going to happen, we got to make this thing happen. We got to play the part of the angels. We got to do the deal. Ephesians 1:19-23. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that world which is to come. And that put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. Say it with me. Which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Colossians. It never ends, does it? You're like, oh, no, another scripture. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He's the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. So the bottom line is, we're the body of Christ now. Can we have Christmas still without the angels? Can we have Christmas still without the star? What about it? Let's look at it a little bit closer here. There's no angels. We're to tell the good news. There's no star. We're reiterating it a little bit. We're to let our light shine. Okay? That's the bottom line. Look at this. There's no manger. There's no manger. We're the stable. Can you say that? We're the stable. You and I are the stable. That man that called me a stable today. Guess what you are?
If you know Jesus Christ, He's born in you. Amen? You're housing Him in your life. So there's no manger. Jesus, by the way, wasn't born in a building. Did you know that? He went to the inn. No room in the inn. He wasn't born in a building. And folks, let me tell you what, He still isn't. The thing I love about Fellowship Church is our mobility. Our mobility. I love it. I mean, yeah, we're a bunch of homeless people held up in a high school on Sunday morning. I know that. I understand. But you know what's beautiful about it? It's beautiful is that I had someone yesterday. It was Chuck down here told me. He went out to eat last night. And he had on his Fellowship shirt that he got from Promise Keepers. He looks like a giant tennis ball. And that thing. It's that bright yellow green looking thing with a red on it. But you know what? It attracted several people to it. And they were able to talk to several people. See, that's the beautiful thing about the body. Jesus, on purpose, wants to be born in you and not in a building, a building, a building. We can take Jesus to the world because we move. And we all move in different places. We've got kids here that they go to junior high. And some back here go to high school. And some of you are in colleges. I see some of our college kids home today. And see Jesus in you. He's just moving all over the place. Aren't you glad we don't have to get a busload and just go to Bethlehem to find Jesus? Amen? Find Him anywhere. He wasn't born in a building. Truth of the matter, I've been there many times. He was born in the basement. He was born in an old hewn out cave. Underneath the inn. There's no Mary and Joseph anymore. No Mary and Joseph! No, friend, they're in heaven. See, if you count on Mary and Joseph to get the job done, they ain't happy. They're in heaven. See, we got to carry Jesus. Mary was chosen to carry Jesus. Guess what? You've been chosen to carry Jesus now. You got to carry Him. And I firmly believe that Joseph helped deliver little baby Jesus. Had to. Somebody had to help, right? And so that's your job. We got to deliver it just like He did. Look at this. Can you say this? We're UPS. Look at that. Oh, that's right, man. Come on. Let's do it again, right? Let's do it again. Look at this. We're UPS. Yep. That's us. That means you people, see? You people. You people. We got to deliver Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. I don't want you to get comfortable coming here. I want you to be energized, encouraged when you come here. Some of you used to go into church where it's just dead heavy. You almost feel like you're sitting in church because you're having a good time sometimes. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I want to have a good time. I'll be happy. Yes, sir. Right. If you're not happy as a bunch of phony baloney, you go out in the world, they'll go, man, I don't want what you got to do. You know? Come on. But be encouraged here. But this ain't where it is. It's out there where it is. Amen? So get out there. We're UPS to these people. Now, but not everything has changed. Not everything has changed. We know there are no man Joseph, and we know there's no baby, and we know there's no angel, and we know there's no star. Okay, but let me tell you something. Let's look at it. Not everything has changed. Number one, there's still Herod's trying to kill Christmas. There's still Herod's trying. Can you say that? There's still Herod's trying to kill Christ. Look at this story. It's in the Bible. Matthew 2, 12 through 16. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into where?
Egypt.
And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to kill him, to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and they departed into where?
Egypt,
that's right. And was there until the death of Herod. That's a good day. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, ticked off, angry, mad as a hornet, sent forth and killed all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Now listen to me. Listen to me. There are still Herods that are trying to kill Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in your workplace. And don't you say, Merry Christmas. You say happy holidays. You say season's greetings. I'm sick of it. Excuse me. Man, let me tell you something. You know, you ladies, if you're going to talk to me like that, you just got me to say Merry Christmas a lot more is what you just did. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. There's still parents trying to kill Christmas, but you ain't kidding. And you might be here today. You might be one of those PC police, politically correct police, but you don't fly with me, friend. Jesus certainly holds a lot higher place of honor than anything else in my life. And I don't want to be ugly, rude, or arrogant unless I have to, but the bottom line is that I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I encourage you to do that. I mean, everywhere I go, I want to say Merry Christmas to people. You know, like I was at a hardware store yesterday, and I picked up a little rental thing, and my wife made me do slave labor. So I did this yesterday. And then when I left, I got a little piece of rental equipment, and he said, "Happy holidays." That's okay. I understand where he's coming from. I went back around. Merry Christmas. And then, God bless you. You know, I come back, bring my equipment back. I bring my equipment back. And if you're here, sir, I love you. Okay? I brought my equipment back, and he went, "Nice as could be, kindest man you've ever met. Happy holiday." I went, "No, I'm dirty, tired, boy out." I went, "Merry Christmas." You know, God bless you. Listen, there are still parents trying to kill Christmas. No nativity scenes. And this is insanity. Now you can have the menorah in a lot of places, and you can even in California teach kids how to what the Muslim religion believes and teach them all this kind of stuff. Don't say Jesus. They're still Herods trying to kill Christmas. But here's my point, Rod. Let's go to it. Here it is. I don't know about you, but I ain't going to Egypt. Okay? I ain't going to Egypt. Move to that ship. Next frame. I came from Egypt, and I'm not going back. Did you hear me? I came from being lost and not having a Savior in Rockingham, North Carolina, yesterday, December 18th. 1977, 27 years ago, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. He saved me from the hellhole I lived in and my drunk mama. And I tell you what, I ain't going back to Egypt. You're just not going to shut my mouth, okay? I'm going to tell about Christ. I want to do it in a kind and loving and a caring way. But I ain't going back to Egypt, okay? Now, they told Mary and Joseph, "You need to do that because Herod's going to kill the baby." The last time I checked, the baby has grown, he died, he rose from the dead, he's at the right hand of God praying for me, and he says, "Gary Clark, the Fellowship Church, you're my body. You're my body." And last time I checked, he ain't told the body to run to Egypt. Amen? Why don't you say this with me right here? Now back it up. We're going to get back in there. Why don't you back that up? Say that with me, can you? I came from Egypt, and I'm not going back. Come on, one more time. I came from Egypt, and I'm not going back. Boy, I like that. Lord gave me that in the office. And I came from Egypt, and I'm not going back. I'm glad I'm not going back. What I mean by that, Egypt in the Bible speaks of bondage. Egypt is where the children of Israel were enslaved. You and I have been freed from that by the power and the blood of Christ. We don't need to hush our mouths, friend. We need to open our mouths. We don't need to go back the way we were. We need to live more and more in the freedom of spirit and in the life that God the Holy Spirit can give us in our life. Boy, I ain't going back to Egypt. I don't care what the Herods say. Number two. Oh, by the way, we've got to practice. Here we go.
Merry Christmas.
Come on again.
Merry Christmas.
One last time.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. You've got practice. That's good. Use it. Here we go. There's still Herods, number two. There are still innkeepers. And what do I mean by that? Luke 2:7. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And see, there are still innkeepers. What do we mean by that? We mean that there are still folks that have no room for Jesus. You know what they say? I'm full. Well, here's what I think. I think that they're full of self. And that might be you here today. You're full of self. So full of yourself. No room for God. How about this? Full of stuff. Full of stuff. What do I need God for? I got everything, right? What do I need Him for? I don't want to be unkind, but a person thinks like that's full of bull. That's what I believe. And I believe in your heart, and if you're not here today, this is on the radio, so you can hear it on the radio. These people that aren't here, listen. 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 No room for Jesus. If you'll talk to yourself a little bit, you'll think it through. Let me tell you what, friend. You know there's an empty space in your life. You know that there's a God in heaven. You know that. I don't care what you say. You know there is. And you look at those stars. You look at that ocean for crying out. You look at all the beautiful things around us. You look at each other. You look at the DNA. You look at the retina and the eyeball that you can't figure out. I can't figure out. We have a Creator, friend.
Amen.
And you need Him. And there's an empty spot in your life that's not full. It's empty. It's empty. And Jesus is the only one that can come in and fill that. It's not good works. It's not good looks. It's none of that. It's that death that He died for you so you can live. It's forgiveness. You can be forgiven today and made whole and know that when you lay your head on your pillow at night, I don't have to worry. Christ is my Savior. Do you know that today? Wow. There are still innkeepers, but that's encouraging. We can keep talking. Amen? Come on. Number three, this is really encouraging to me. There are still shepherds. There are still shepherds. That's regular folks working hard. There's still regular folks out there working hard. Luke 2:8, and there were the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. There are still shepherds. You know what? And these shepherds, these people out here, they're sore afraid. The fear factor. Luke 2:9-12. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were what? Sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Listen, people today, they're still shepherds. They're still just good folk out there, regular folks that are working hard. Friend, we've got to reach them. We're the body. We've got to share the message of Christmas, the message of Christ. They're sore afraid. What are they scared of? I believe they're scared of you. And probably some of you are here today, you're scared of me now. God, crazy. Now, I understand, but that's true. I remember when I first went to church in Rockingham, North Carolina, me and my mama, we walked that day, and I know I'm being mad. I'm going to bust somebody in the mouth. I don't want to be there. She said, we're going to church in the morning. I didn't want to go. I went so some preacher wouldn't take our last dollar. I would look inside of me was somebody who was scared. I was scared. I was scared I didn't belong. I was scared I wasn't good enough. I was scared what I had on wouldn't work. Look at me, I look like an idiot. I was scared inside. I was scared that they had something that I didn't have. See, folks are still out there today, friend. Listen, we can still have Christmas, amen. There's still shepherds out there. We just got to go. But we need to know going. We got to go knowing. So you got to be kind. You got to be sweet. You got to be loving. You got to be tender. Okay?
Well, if I just give the word, bless God, they'll come to Jesus.
Listen, God won't use you if you're not kind and gentle and meek. He's not going to use some arrogant person. Listen, they're still scared. We got to get out there. Come on. Look at this. They're scared of dying. I guarantee it. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, I guarantee if you let it go in your mind, what would happen if I got in a car wreck? Where would I go? What would I do? Is there really a place called hell? Jesus talked about it more than heaven. What if there really is? Am I going? That'd scare you to death right there. People are scared for that. They're still shepherds. Look at this, number three. But they're open to the message of Jesus. That's what I love. Look, it came to pass as the angels were going away from them and the head of the shepherd said one to another, look at it, let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Listen to me. Look, there's people in Englewood, Florida, and Rotunda, in this community, all around about us. Listen, that I believe if we share Christ with them, they'll say that right there. Let's go and see. How many ever came to church like that? You came, you weren't a Christian, but you came, maybe somebody talked to you or something, and it was something planted in your heart that was a, let's go and see. Can I see your hands? Let's go and see. Look at that. Isn't that great? Let's go and see. If you'll tell them about the Lord, if you first live Christ before them, amen? And kindly talk to them. You can say to them, you're going to give out some of these Christmas Eve things this week to somebody. And somebody might just go, well, honey, let's go and see. Let's go and see that thing cry. You know what I mean? Some of you will get away that Christmas ball. And you know what? It might take a little while, but hey, one day might look at that thing and go, let's go and see. Okay? I love them. They're still shepherds today. Last one is this. They can be forever changed. Luke 2:20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they heard and seen as it was told unto them. They were forever changed. Now look at it. Listen to me. Stay with me. They were changed because as it was told them. As it was told them. If people are going to be changed, we've got to share the message with them. As it was told them. If you think they don't get it by osmosis, it ain't happening. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? The Word of God. So either they got to read it, or you got to speak it. If they're going to come. But they can be forever changed. The last thing is this. Look at this. There are still wise men. Wise men still seek Jesus Christ. There are still wise men. And you know what? I believe with all my heart that they're still looking for Him out there. Matthew 2, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we've seen a star in the east, and we're come to worship him. Listen to me. Wise men. There are a lot of folks out there, a lot smarter than I. And they've got some good questions. Can you answer them? Can you talk to them? Can you share with them truth from the Scripture? Can you speak to them about creation and things like that? Can you talk to them about God? There are some brave people. They have some tremendous questions. Look at this, number two. And they're looking for the light. Somebody's really bright. Let me tell you something, friend. They're looking for something. They're looking for something. They're looking for the light. And see, these old wise men, they were following a star. They can't do that now. You've got to let your light shine. And they're looking. They're looking. Number three, I believe they're willing to worship. I believe they're willing to worship. If you'll share the message with them, if you'll shine forth the light, you know, you don't have to drop your brain off when you become a Christian. You can still be brilliant and intelligent and smart. There's wonderful people like that. If you'll talk to them sensibly, if you don't know the answer, I'll get back to you. Or I'll try and find it some other place. But have a genuine compassion for them. There are wise men who still seek it. Look at this. Matthew 5:13, and we're done. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel or under a basket. But they put it on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Say this with me if you don't mind. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in
heaven.
And we're wrapping up our message right now. You and I are the light of the world. You and I are the light of the world. Those wise men, they had the privilege of seeing that star, and they followed that thing. But they don't have that anymore. You and I are the light of the world. We started out this morning being the body, remember? You're the light of the world. Listen. Look at this, though. They ain't looking for a star. People in this world today are not looking for a star. Christian. Alright? I don't know if you get my gist on that. If you came here today, Jesus Christ came not to be ministered to, but to minister. And if you're here today, friend, church in your head might be something where you go and you feel good about yourself. Church ain't about that. Here's what church is about. Church is about you hearing God's word and you getting marching orders and you understanding how you can minister to other people. How you can let your light so shine. It's not about you. Well, I did this and I did that. I've got all these buttons and I never missed Sunday school my whole life. Look. So, listen, I've got this degree and that degree. Listen to me. They're not looking for a star. They just need a little light. Live before them. Show forth Christ. Share your testimony with them. Share the bad junk too that Christ delivered you from. That's all right. Shine. They're not looking for a star. but rather they're looking for sincerity. I believe that with all my heart. I believe people are looking for folks that are genuine and real. That's the kind of lights we need in Englewood. Those kind of lights that are genuine and real, that are shining forth. I am what I am. I'm growing. I need God's help. He's working in my life. I'm not a super saint, but I know my struggles. But you know what? He's helping me along. But I'm not putting on a sham or phony baloney to folks. Living before Christ, before others, and showing forth Christ. Here's the other thing. We're not the audience now, friend. Last week we talked about the audience. We ain't the audience now. The world is. They're looking at us. We represent the King now. It's who we are. And the world is looking at us. How you doing? We're the body of Christ here on earth. You and I. And finally, we're finishing up. Jesus came. He died. He rose again. And He's in the right hand of God the Father praying for us right now. Did you know that? Did you know Jesus is praying for you? Jesus is saying, be that light now. Come on. Be that light. I left you here for a reason. You're part of my body. Go shine. You can still have Christmas. Even though I'm not there in that manger, I'm up here right now. The battle's over. The victory's won. Amen. You're coming up here for long, but you're not done yet. Be the light. I believe He's saying to us, let's be like Mary and Joseph. What did they do? Carry and deliver Jesus to the world. Carry and deliver Jesus to the world. Don't you let some Herod shut you up. Carry and deliver Jesus to the world. Be like an angel. Be like an angel. Praise and glorify God by sharing the good news. Hey, Kyle, did you know what? You can be an angel, but you'll know. I know you thought that was impossible. But you know what? You can tell Mama, hey, I'm an angel, Mama. See there? By sharing Jesus Christ. By sharing Jesus Christ and praising Him and sharing that message. Can you say this with me and we're finished? Let's
get the job done.
One last time.
Let's get the job done.
If you don't mind, just encourage me a little. Can you say this with me one more time? I came from Egypt and I'm not going back. Can we say that one more time? I came from Egypt and I'm not going back. And one last time, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's stand together, would you?